The Hard Shoulder on News Talk
with Nissan. Let's go the distance by keeping our distance. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Right, now for something a bit different and a bit controversial, perhaps. Now on The Hard Shoulder, we've heard a considerable amount on the show about the artwork dotted around the cities in Ireland, and we recently discussed new statues that could be created around Dublin city centre, like the two Luke Kelly statues. Well, one campaign group has come up with a novel idea, and we wanted to bring them on air to see what they had to say. It's a campaign to repatriate a certain statue back to this island. Giles Wallace Beardsley, director of Bring Victoria Home campaign, welcome to the show. What does your campaign represent, Giles?
Good afternoon, Ivan. The Bring Victoria Home campaign endeavours to right, I suppose, a historical wrong. Between 1908 and 1948, there was a glorious statue of Victoria which stood in front of Leinster House. This was designed and sculpted by a great Irish artist by the name of John Hughes, educated by the Christian Brothers, I should say. And it stood even when the first Dáil was announced in the early 1920s. And then in 1948, when we became a republic, it was decommissioned. We believe in our movement, in our campaign group, which we recently launched, that it is time to repatriate this sculpture as a gesture to our neighbours, but also never has there been a more fertile and more important period for Anglo-Irish relations.
I don't know how you can say that, Giles, after what the Brits have done over Brexit.
Well, the Brits are far ahead of us here in Ireland, I can assure you, Ivan. We don't anymore seem to have any sculptures to our British neighbours. The same cannot be said about our British neighbours of the Irish. Let me give you an example. There is a beautiful statue of the great Irish playwright Oscar Wilde near Charing Cross Station in London. Why can we not do the same to honour Her Majesty Queen Victoria, who, of course, was a great friend to Ireland? Indeed, she had a very successful 11-day trip to Belfast, Cork, and Dublin in 1849, the streets were thronged with her supporters, who were the ordinary Irish people.
So, Bring Victoria Home campaign, what are you doing a petition? Who are you lobbying? Because it seems to me that the city of Sydney have to give their consent to release Victoria Home.
You're absolutely right, Ivan. In 1986, the Irish Prime Minister, the so-called Taoiseach, excuse my Gaelic pronunciation, he lent this statue to the Mayor of Sydney in 1986. It still stands there outside the Queen Victoria Building on George Street, of course, in downtown Sydney. I actually discovered it on a recent hunting trip to Sydney. I like to visit the Commonwealth during the summer months. And I was astonished to notice on the plaque that, in fact, this statue belonged to the people of Ireland, to your listeners, Ivan.
And do you want to have other statues repatriated?
I think it's important. I mean, there are a variety of places around the country where we used to honour some of the great figures from British history. Let me give you some examples. The first one that comes to mind, of course, is the great Republican, Oliver Cromwell. He once stood proudly in Milltown Castle in County Cork. A monument to King George II used to sit on the Grand Parade in Cork City. And of course, William of Orange used to look across at Trinity College in College Green in Dublin until its removal in 1929. We are now a mature republic, Ivan, as I'm sure you will agree. And surely it is time for us to put our petty grievances to the side and bring back these great British
And can I ask you, Giles, who is Giles Wallace Beardsley? I mean, are you British? Are you Irish? You sound like a proper toff. When you speak about hunting, it's like the unspeakable chasing the uneatable. I mean, who is Giles?
I can tell you, I can assure you, Ivan, I am as Irish as any of your listeners. My family has lived in Castle Percy in Leash, Queen's County, of course, for over 400 years. My ancestors were given land by Queen Mary during the plantation.
But you sound like a proper West Brit.
I'm a proud Irishman. I take a terrible offence to that. I take a great interest in Irish culture and sports, and I've even attended a game of hurl in Croke Park on the invitation of my stable keeper.
Well, we've got a vicious, visceral response to you. An email from Patrick McGeough: kick him out of this country. Please get him off before I throw the radio out the window. Who is this clown? Victoria was a friend to Ireland. Are you not mistaken, Giles, on your history?
I'm very surprised by the communication from your listeners, because the maiden speech that I undertook as director of the Bring Victoria Home group was actually held in my local tennis club, and to say it was warmly received, Ivan, would be an understatement. So I don't quite understand where your listeners are coming from.
Well, if people want to support your campaign, what are you asking them to do? To write to the Mayor of Sydney, to write to the Ambassador, to write to their local TD? And do you have a website that people can connect with you, Giles?
BringVictoriaHome.com. I am administering the group from my seat here in County Leash, but I will be undertaking a tour of the country in order to garner as much support as we can. And I trust that you will be our partner in this. Indeed, I must say, Ivan, before you let me go, that Wexford, your home county, has a very strong connection with Queen Victoria, which I no doubt believe that you are well aware. In the 1870s...
I can't remember what happened last week, Giles, not to speak of what happened in 18-whatever.
Well, in the 1870s, John Wellington Graham Loftus, the fourth Marquess of Ely... He undertook great renovations in Loftus Hall because he expected Queen Victoria.
Well, I've been to Loftus Hall. It's very nice. Well, look, it's info at bringvictoriahome, all one word, .ie. My thanks to Giles Wallace Beardsley, director of the Bring Victoria Home campaign. Let us know your views.
The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk
with Nissan. Together, let's play our part by staying apart. Nissan. Innovation that excites.